This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day after our great national festival that took on a different mood, a different atmosphere, a different message perhaps because the horrible events yesterday in Highland Park, Illinois. Is that part of why one of our most distinguished and beloved citizens has decided to give up his U.S. citizenship? Now, I know this is going to be a terrible blow to a lot of his fans out there, but Michael Moore, the provocative left-wing filmmaker, who did an entire movie, I mean, one of my least favorite Michael Moore movies, and that covers a lot of ground. One of my least favorite is a film called The Big One. And which is about the United States and why Canada is so superior to the United States. And I know people who believe that. And again, Canada is a great and wonderful country. We make fun of it a little bit on this show. But again, one of the great things about Canadians is they have a pretty good sense of humor. And they have some pretty good comics. And they're not responsible for Michael Moore. That's Flint, Michigan, that's responsible for him. His July 4th message, I cannot in conscience continue to accept full citizenship privileges. This is what he posted on Twitter. Michael hasn't moved yet over to Truth Social, has he? I guess I'm not sure he would be welcome over Truth Social. Truth Social is President Trump's new version of Twitter, where they don't have tweets, they have truths that are posted. That's what they call them. In any event, this is a tweet. A mass shooting to celebrate the 4th, a wealthy class that doubled its wealth while the country suffered, a Supreme Court that stripped 51% of our citizens of their reproductive rights while removing gun laws and killing the EPA. The Environmental Protection Administration, which last I looked is still very much alive. In his declaration, Moore recalled recent events at the Supreme Court, such as the court's conservative majority decision to overturn the 1973 court ruling that legalized abortion across the country, Roe v. Wade. Quote, I cannot in good conscience continue to receive the privileges of full citizenship in this land, where all of its women and girls have now been, by court decree, declared official second-class citizens with no rights to their own bodies and conscripted to a life of forced birth should they fall pregnant and not want to be. Okay, this is so absurd, given the fact that a majority of states in the union, there are no states in the union, I believe, that are going to end up long-term. Oklahoma is going to need to make some changes. Oklahoma, they protect life in utero beginning at what they call fertilization in the law, which means at the very beginning. That's going to change. But the idea that right now that in states all across the country, and including even the state of Michigan, where it is not at all official that the old 1931 abortion law that might go back into commission will, the hysteria about all of this, and what does it mean when Michael Moore says he's going to give up his rights of full citizenship? Does that mean he's not going to vote? Okay. I'll take that. I don't even know if Michael Moore voted for Biden. Does anybody know? Do you know, Jeremy, if Michael Moore voted for Biden? I think it's unlikely that he voted for President Trump. He says this. Moore suggested that the course could still be corrected. And one of the things he called for was repeal of the Second Amendment, which is also not going to happen, because remember, to repeal an amendment to the Constitution, you need to get 3/4 of the state legislatures. Now, there are a lot of states, more than the 13 that you would need, who are not going to go along with repealing the Second Amendment. Moore suggested how the course could be corrected, saying, quote, "I will not shut up about it until my advice has been heeded." Okay? Until women's rights have been fully reinstated and their equal rights are enshrined in our Constitution, I will not shut up about this. If you invite me to dinner, that's all I'm going to talk about. That's all he's going to talk about? Have me over to your party, and it's going to be Dobbs, 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 and more Dobbs. And I won't stop until Roe is reinstated and 51% of Congress is female. Now, 51% of Congress is female is going to make a big difference with when you have members of Congress like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're female. Michael Moore, and the idea that you can't invite him over for dinner, this will save you on some of your food bills, but you can't invite him over for dinner because he won't shut up about it. Have me over to your party and it's going to be Dobbs, 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 and more Dobbs. It seems as if this is a rather pathetic threat. By the way, here's a statement from Michael Moore. This answers this. He says, "I voted for Joe Biden, not Joe Manchin. 2 more years of the wrong Joe calling the shots. No, not acceptable. 76% of Americans wanted this bill passed." Which bill are we talking about? Are we talking about Build Back Better? Biden's budget-busting Build Back Better bill? I think so, probably. "And with the minimum wage increase." So that got tossed. "And 8 Democratic senators voted with Republicans to kill the minimum wage." Shameful. Okay. Michael's having a kind of a rough time. And, again, one of his other movies, Sicko. Do you remember that one, Jeremy? Okay, this is Michael Moore Goes to Cuba. And he sees the way a world-class medical system works in Cuba, claiming, of course, that the Cuban medical care system is so much better than Americans. And he actually pays for some people to poor Americans to go with him on his trip to Cuba to see how paradise functions. And they all come back, "Oh, well, the Cuban medical system, the doctors are so great. It's so technologically advanced." I mean, this is Academy Award winner Michael Moore. And look, this goes to other stories. For instance, a new Pew Research Center report for July 4th, how Americans see their country and their democracy. And says Americans' views vary when it comes to how they see the United States standing in the world and the state of its democracy. Here are the key findings from Pew Research Center surveys. And they asked people, "Do you agree that the U.S. stands above all other countries in the world? U.S. is one of the greatest countries along with others, or other countries are better than the U.S.? How did the people come down on that? We'll get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I hear a lot of hate come from jock jocks like yourself.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, the mayor of Highland Park, Illinois, just said the city is never going to recover from this wound. I hope that's untrue. And as more information comes out, she also says that they can't identify what the gun is that was used in the murders, now seven dead in Highland Park, Illinois. But she says she knows it was legally purchased. And, okay. And she says, now we have to have, it's about time we have a national discussion about weapons like this semi-automatic rifle, which is described as an AR-15 style weapon. She thinks it's about time we have a national discussion about this. Well, we've been discussing this for a very long time. It was banned in 1994. There was a 10-year ban that was fought for, by the way, by Senator Joe Biden and written by Senator Dianne Feinstein. And it basically was in place, but it had a sunset provision. That's the way they got it through Congress. Is they were going to see and measure whether there would be a decline in this kind of incident with the legal ban of any so-called assault weapons. Okay, they tried it. It lasted for 10 years. They had full reports that came back. And yes, it is true that shooting went down. But it went down with other kinds of weapons even more precipitously. It was a general time, 1994 to 2004, that 10 years was a time period where generally murder and violence was going down. Now, one of the things we could take a look at is why that is the case. And I think there are a lot of people who would tell you it's because of a different approach to policing. Led by the way, Mayor Rudy Giuliani when he was mayor of New York, and Bill Braddon as police commissioner, who later became police commissioner in L.A. And you had all of America's major cities, yes, including Chicago, Illinois, that had very sharp declines in their violence. So it's not impossible. It is not impossible. And I mentioned this Pew study, and they have five questions they ask people. The first question is, which of these statements best describes your opinion about the United States of America? The U.S. stands above all other countries in the world. U.S. is one of the greatest countries, along with others. Or other countries are better than the U.S. Okay, first of all, you know where I stand on this. I mean, I kind of make a fairly open announcement of it. I do think the U.S. stands above all other countries, and I thank God in heaven that He inspired my grandparents to make the very, very wonderful decision to bring our families and our fates to this blessed country. But one of the things that's shocking about this is when the way you phrase this question. Now imagine that, okay, you've agreed to answer some pollster's probes. And the pollster comes up and says, which is closer to your opinion? The U.S. stands above all other countries in the world. The U.S. is one of the greatest countries, along with others. Other countries are better than the U.S. Okay, it's clear that the one you're supposed to pick is the U.S. is one of the greatest countries along with others. That makes you sound reasonable. You're not judgmental. No one is going to accuse you of racism. No one's going to accuse you of xenophobia. And nobody's going to accuse you of being anti-American. That's kind of the middle choice. And that's the one that people are going to be most comfortable with. But, okay, and the way it works out for the total in the United States is 52% say, yeah, the U.S. is great, but other countries are great, too. That's 52%. That's a majority. 23% say the U.S. stands above all others. And 23% say, nah, other countries are better than the U.S. Of course, they don't have a follow-up question. Which ones? Which are the countries that are better than the U.S.? And people have come up with creative answers. And maybe one of our new NATO partners, Finland or Sweden. Well, why not? And I'll tell you why not, because there's a very, very big difference politically here. Among Republicans, 38% think that America stands above all other countries, and only 11% think that other countries are better than the U.S. Democrats are exactly the opposite. It's shocking. In other words, three times as many Democrats think that other countries are better than the U.S. as Republicans, and in terms of America being the best country in the world, it's almost four times as many Republicans who agree with that as Democrats. And this actually relates to a piece that is very welcome, and I think is very important. And in fact, Jeremy, I might be a good thing to get the guy on. He is a professor at Duke University. And the title of the piece, which ran in the New York Times on the 4th of July, is The Left Must Reclaim Patriotism. And the piece is by Jedediah Britton Purdy, who teaches law and is the author of seven books, most recently one called This Land is Our Land, The Struggle for a New Commonwealth. Okay, he points out, 4th of July fireworks echo eerily in a divided country. In theory, this patriotic holiday marks what holds us together, beyond all our disagreement. In practice, it amplifies American division. And then he points out, in 2019, fully 76% of Republicans, but only 22% of Democrats said they were extremely proud to be American. That according to Gallup. And then he brings up a recent Quinnipiac poll, which asked Americans whether they would fight or flee if the country were invaded. 68% of Republicans, I'm proud to say, said they would stay and fight. And I think that is the right answer. It's the only decent answer, given how much the country, the nation, has given to all of us, which is part of what we should be remembering on the 4th of July. And how many Democrats would stay and fight? Not 68%, 40%. Okay. So he is saying Democrats have a patriotism problem. You agree? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want
the Michael Medved Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspected 4th of July parade shooter in Illinois used a legally purchased rifle and dressed as a woman to escape police. This as police are not discussing the motive of 21-year-old Bobby Cremo, the suspected gunman in the parade shooting.
At this point, we have not developed a motive from him. Investigators are very much furthering the investigation. They have been in discussions with him.
police also announcing the seventh death in the parade attack, and 30 people were injured. A new poll shows many Americans blame the federal government for their financial struggles. The Monmouth University survey found 57% citing it as their most important concern, up from 34% this time last year. Gas prices and inflation also top the list of concerns. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, they just announced the names of the victims, six of the seven victims who have died in the Highland Park 4th of July shooting. And again, their names, ages, several people in their 60s. I think the oldest victim was 88. No children who were announced. Thank God. Not that it makes it any better when it's somebody's life partner or parent or grandparent. And now they're talking about the shooter. Let's go.
2019. A family member reported that Cremo said he was going to kill everyone, and Cremo had a collection of knives. The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home. At that time, there was no probable cause to arrest. There were arrests. There were no complaints that were signed by any of the victims. The Highland Park Police Department, however, did immediately notify the Illinois State Police of the incident. Shifting gears a little bit, talking about the investigation itself. The community has been absolutely terrific with providing information to law enforcement investigators throughout this. But we're asking the community, if they're able to dig a little deeper and recall some specific instances from the event, based on video surveillance recovered by our investigators, we're very certain that there was a female witness who saw Cremo drop an object object inside of a red blanket behind Ross's at 625 Central Avenue immediately following the shooting. We've not been able to identify this witness yet, but we're asking, if you are the witness and you are hearing this, please call 800-CALL-FBI. Investigators really would like to speak to you about this. We're also asking that anyone with any firsthand information about Cremo relevant to this investigation also call 800-CALL-FBI. Please keep in mind, though, we're asking for firsthand information that could be relevant, that could help investigators. We're not asking for third-party information or information heard through the grapevine, only if it's firsthand knowledge that you have. To update the victim count, including those that have perished, there are approximately 45 injured or deceased from this incident. At about 5:30 this evening, the state's attorney's office will be holding a press conference, and we anticipate an announcement of charges at that time. With that, we'll take some questions.
So going to the September incident, obviously people are going to look at this and say, well, this could have been an opportunity to stop what we saw here. Your view on that, and how are these things supposed to be handled? How do you stop a shooter if someone's calling police saying, hey, we have a problem?
So the question is the response to the September incident. The police responded there. Police can't make an arrest unless there is probable cause to make an arrest or somebody is willing to sign complaints regarding the arrest. Absence of those things, the police don't have power to detain somebody. Now, if there is an issue where there is the necessity to involuntarily commit somebody to the hospital, that's an option, but that wasn't an option at that time. It didn't fall in that category. But nonetheless, Highland Park Police did notify the Illinois State Police of that.
But as a law enforcement professional, I want to hear from one. Several guns.
Police officers, local police officers, were notifying was there was an April 2019 incident where an individual had contacted the police about Cremo, the suspected shooter, actually it was in attempting suicide. And then in September 2019, police confiscated 16 knives from Cremo after he threatened to kill everybody. That was his phrase. No further action was taken other than confiscating his knives. Now, can we agree, I mean, whoever you are, that if somebody has an arrest like that with knives confiscated, that you make it damn well impossible for him to buy a firearm? If the police confiscated the knives, there really should be some mechanism whereby somebody who has that kind of when it says they confiscated the knives, it doesn't sound like he donated the knives. It sounds like they were taken against his will because the police had probable cause to believe that he was a danger to himself and to others. And if he can't be trusted with his 16 knives, it doesn't make a lot of sense that he should be trusted with an AR-15 or whatever gun that he used to fire his 70 rounds. I'm just struck by 45 people, either wounded or killed. And thank God most of them, it looks like they will survive. 7 have died so far. And again, this is just one of those things that we are talking here about the Pew study and then the commentary by a professor at Duke Law School, whose name is Jedediah Britton Purdy, who says the left must reclaim patriotism. And he's talking about these statistics from various surveys and studies where it shows that what he writes here, and I think it's a totally valid point, and it's a very serious point. He says about the recent Quinnipiac poll, which asked whether Americans, whether they would fight or flee if the country were invaded, and 68% of Republicans said they'd stay and fight, compared with 40% of Democrats. Although such questions, he writes, can only be conjectural, thank God, this does suggest that some progressives are not so sure the country is worth saving, or at least risking their lives to save. Conservatives often say that liberals don't really like this country, and these figures suggest they might have a point. In progressive circles, claiming patriotism is at best an eyebrow raiser. As the 245th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence arrives in a country with the world's highest incarceration rate, sky-high per capita carbon emissions, an epidemic of gun violence, and abortion bans across much of the American map, a progressive disgust has clear appeal. But progressives need patriotism more than ever in a time of understandable anger and despair. We want to make the world better by our light, and to do that, we need a stronger democracy. Patriotism in the right spirit fosters the civic trust and solidarity that democracy heeds. For instance, whoever it is who notified the police in Highland Park, Illinois, that they believed that Robert Cremo, Bobby Cremo, the suspected shooter here, was actually a danger to himself and to others. More about the importance of patriotism and the state of democracy in the United States coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael MedVed Show.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, they just finished their little press opportunity in Highland Park, Illinois, where it was made clear that the 16 weapons that were confiscated from Robert Cremo, and they were confiscated in September of 2019, those weapons were reported and warned, and there were 16 of them. There was a sword, a knife, daggers, it's basically knives. And they were reported by a family member who were concerned about a member of their family, which, of course, is the right thing to do. This is why the institution of red flag laws, and I don't know what the status of red flag laws are in the state of Illinois, but generally, Illinois has very, very tough laws and regulations on guns. Generally, it's the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago in particular, despite all of the killing there, and maybe because all of the killing there and some kind of desperate attempt to bring it under control, and that hasn't been happening. It's been a great failure. But the murder rate went down in Chicago years past, but the last several years it's been going up again, and the policing has been less effective, and so forth. But there's also some reports that Cremo didn't have just the one gun that he used, and they, I think, found another gun in a vehicle, but he had gotten six or seven of them, and that his parents may have known about it. And this brings up that other horrible case in Michigan where, you remember, the two parents have also been indicted. I believe they're in custody because they had bought for their son's 15th birthday. It was either 15th or 16th birthday. They had bought him guns and given him weapons that he later used. It was in was it Oak Park, I think was the name of the community in Michigan, where there were young people who were shot. This came in concerning what we're discussing about patriotism. And again, I'm talking about an article from a liberal who writes that the left must reclaim patriotism because most Americans are, in fact, patriotic. And Jeff in Tacoma, Washington writes in, he says, it seems kind of ridiculous to discuss patriotism in the Democrats when the January 6th Commission has shown that the Republican Party has sold out our country to defend a terrible president who tried a coup after losing an election. Why are you throwing stones while still inside your glass house? Take care of the true problem with patriotism that has enveloped the Republican Party. Then you can worry about Democrats. And do I think that it displays a lack of patriotism to not recognize some of the real problems with President Trump and his familiarity or acquaintance? It's actually more of a casual acquaintance than familiarity with the truth. I do think it's a problem. Yeah, I do. I mean, and we talk about it here. But the idea of the idea of blaming the country for the mistakes of one leader or another, to say that the fact that President Biden did such a horrible job, and he did, withdrawing our troops from Afghanistan, that reflects some kind of deeper corruption with the country, I think is unfair. And I believe that what we are seeing now is a process with legal proceedings in New York and New York State and in Georgia and federal proceedings and, yes, with the January 6th Commission, that the idea of some of the truly terrible and dishonest things that people like Rudy Giuliani were involved with in terms of basically promoting a major lie, which I think has happened, there's a process going on of calling people to account. And yes, I think there is only one patriotic thing to do, which is to say that we should get to the bottom of what actually happened on January 6th and what that was about. But this also comes in from a different perspective. It's from Mark in Lake Stevens, Washington. He writes, the proper response to what happened on January 6th should be, I'm ready to talk about that as soon as we get to the bottom of the Antifa riots. Then we can look into what happened on January 6th and find out what the reasonings were and who should be punished. If people like Cheney talk about Donald Trump like he has no reason to be angry over the election, now I don't agree that there was enough fraud, at least proven, that would overturn the election. But the truth is we couldn't really look for it. And there were things like states changing their voting laws without the use of their own legislature that were allowed to continue that were not constitutional. What if that overturned the results of those elections? I don't know, because mail-in voting had a tremendous impact, just how it works in Washington. The reality is that the January 6th issues were nowhere near as bad as those that happened throughout the previous years by Antifa and BLM, so it's hard for me to take seriously someone like Jamie, who's latched onto this, but where was she screaming about them trying to burn down federal buildings with police inside of it? It's ridiculous. She's a grifter. Do you know which Jamie he's referring to? Is he talking? No, it's a she. He says a she. It couldn't be Jamie Raskin. But I don't know who he's talking about. Look, the thing is, when you talk about Antifa riots, there were riots involving BLM, and they were destructive. They had looting. There were police who were injured. There were struggles. It was not an attack on the seat of government. And that's different. And does that mean that that people should get away with looting department stores or attacking courthouses or federal buildings or knocking down statues or any of that? No, of course not. Of course not. And I think that one of the big faults of the Democratic Party was that they underplayed the level of violence and the level of misbehavior that occurred during the summer of 2020, right after the killing of George Floyd. And part of the reason they underplayed it is they didn't want to provoke more of the violence, so they gave in to thugs and creeps and destructive America haters, which I think you have to be if you're going to justify things like looting and destroying people's places of businesses, menacing their homes, attacking police officers, all of that goes. However, it wasn't someone who held public office, who held the highest office in the land, and was clearly trying to overcome an election that was inspected and did have recounts in at least seven states, and basically where everyone who looked at this, including the leaders of Trump's own administration, like Attorney General Bill Barr, looked at this and said, no, we did not have a stolen election. We had issues to be raised in the election and questions about how we conduct elections in the future. But for goodness sake, people have brought up the fact that President Trump claimed that there was massive vote fraud in the first election for president, that he won. And he claimed, remember, there was a huge investigation, federal investigation headed by Mike Pence and Chris Kobach, to look at what happened with unauthorized voting in 2016. They didn't find anything. And that at least is encouraging for this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, American exceptionalism and American pride do bless that great nation and hope that they continue to do so for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.